Thank you so much. It is such an honor and a privilege to be here. And, you know, we were talking, you know, we've been in relationship for just about 20 years. And, you know, in the body of Christ, that's sometimes that can be a little bit of a challenge, you know. We have a lot of friends in the prophetic that we've known for just about that long. But, you know, what we've seen so many times that, you know, it seems like about 10 or 15 years, there's can be just a little bit of transition. And sometimes maybe those things, you know, a belief that we see in the body of Christ, sometimes relationships can be broken, or, you know, maybe somebody doesn't really, you know, trust somebody else, or, you know, they don't, maybe they kind of wane in their belief system. But, you know, we so appreciate Apostle Dr. Russ and Maeve and all that they have done and pioneered here. And it's just such an honor for us to just be a little part of it, you know. Every year we come and see the growth and the increase. Yes. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. Give them a hand. You know, because it's not easy to pioneer. And it's not easy to blaze a trail, you know, in a nation, and to do something like this, and to raise up women first, and to raise up a younger generation, and to propagate the prophetic, not just to be a prophet, but to pioneer a way and to reproduce yourself in someone else is not an easy thing. You know, it may be an easy thing to do, but you know what? You come against a lot of stuff, you know? And there's a lot of accusation out there and a lot of things that you have to endure. But, you know, we so honor you and so appreciate you being faithful to the Lord and to see what God's done. You know, not just in the campground, which is phenomenal, and in all the churches and the networking that God's done with you over these years is just amazing. But the growth in each one of you, you know, there's so many familiar faces that we see. And you know what is so phenomenal to us is the growth that you've allowed God to bring forth in your lives and the increase that God has brought, and that you've weathered the storms and the trials that God's brought you through and come forth to that place of fulfillment and increase. And don't you know that this is a year that God is bringing things to fulfillment? I so appreciated that word that Pastor Alex had about the generations. You know, there are those words that are coming forth, those dreams, those prophetic words have been spoken over the generations. And you know, we're the generation and the generation coming up that we're going to reap the harvest on those things that have been spoken, those things that maybe they thought might have fallen to the ground and maybe they didn't get fulfilled. But this is a season of fulfillment. This is a season that God's going to do it. Those things that you've been hanging on to for a long time, you've been warring and you've been battling for, this is a season God's going to bring it to pass. He's going to bring those things even to that place of fulfillment in your life. And I especially felt Barrington, for you, I heard the Lord say that, my son, this is a season I'm going to begin to bring some fulfillment to you, says the Lord. The Lord says, son, there was even a season of time where you felt like you had some dreams and you even had some vision. The Lord says, I'm resurrecting it afresh and anew in this season. The Lord says, even though you felt like the vision died and it went into the ground for a season, the Lord says, know that it's resurrection time, says the Lord. And the Lord says, no, I'm going to cause even that plant to grow up even as the seedling even now. But the Lord says, even get ready, because even that word that says that even the reaper will overtake even the planter, the Lord says, even in this season of time, the Lord says, I'm going to cause a quick harvest to begin to come forth, says God. The Lord says, son, you prepared the soil. You prepared the soil of your heart, and you've even been preparing even the soil for harvest, even in your life, says God. The Lord says, son, where you the enemy would have robbed in this last season, and you would have said, Lord, I didn't really have that much to give, but the Lord says, son, you're faithful even to give. And the Lord says, out of even that heart of generosity, the Lord says, you even gave. And the Lord says, know that I'm going to bring increase to that in this season, says God. And the Lord says, no, son, there's even a transition that I'm even taking you into, says the Lord, a transition season. The Lord says, there's even a geographical even relocating that I'm going to begin even to do for you, says God. The Lord says, you've even felt it. You've said, Lord, I have even some property that I need even to sell, but it hasn't really, that hasn't happened. But But the Lord says, know that even in the season of time, I'm going to cause it even to happen, says the Lord. And you have even had your eye on even another piece of property. But the Lord says, even get ready, because I have saved it even for you. You've said, you wondered about it. You said, Lord, don't let it sell because I have my eye on it. And the Lord says, son, I'm going to prove myself to you. I'm going to prove my favor for you in this season. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause even that provision to come, even for that which has been your heart's desire, says the Lord. And the Lord says, son, you even have a desire to take care of even the generation, says the Lord. Not only just even the younger generation, but the Lord says even the older generation. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause the finances to flow through your hands that you're able to do that, says God. I'm going to cause there to be that grace even for you, even to take care of even your family, says the Lord, even in a different way than you would have thought possible, says God. I'm stretching you in this season, but I'm increasing you in your place, in your position of faith. Or so I'm even bringing you up even to a new faith level to trust me in new ways, says the Lord. And the Lord says, son, I spoke this to you in the past, but the Lord says, I want you to know that even that season of besiegement is over for you, says the Lord. And the Lord says, no, even as I've closed that chapter on your life, the Lord says, you're walking into a new season of harvest, a new season of fulfillment, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are a couple of others that I look around during worship and I see people I want to minister to. Then y'all sit down and I think, where did they go? Okay, so I am going to look around and see. There was a pastor that was here last night from Quebec City. Yes, there you are. And what is your name?